We lost four or five key players in the summer that we probably knew that we were going to lose. So, you know, we're having to recruit players to fit into our team and how we do things. So probably the busiest part of my job is probably over the summer when the season's finished, because we're constantly working and trying to recruit. And, you know, like I say, it's a rebuilding process every year. So it's tough because you don't get any continuity. And sometimes it takes a while for players to come into a group and for cohesion to take place. And it's taken us probably a little longer than we anticipated.
Three unbeaten now, including the first win of the season. Do you get a sense maybe that this is the opportunity to build that momentum that everyone likes to get as soon as they can?
We haven't played fantastically well at the start of the season. We had two really tough opening games. Three actually. We played Portsmouth away, Charlton away, and then Leyton Orient at home. For us, they're very, very tough games. We didn't play particularly well, but we've just started to pick up a little bit more solid in our play. We were a little bit too expansive at times, but hopefully, like you say, you know, people talk about momentum in sport, and it can really be a big thing for teams and for individuals. And when, like you say, we beat Cambridge in midweek, so hopefully we're on the right track now. We've got a tough game against Northampton on Saturday. Chrissy Wilder's a good friend of mine, but I've never beaten him. He's been at Oxford and he's been at Northampton. I think as a football club, Dagenham have only ever taken 1 point from Northampton home and away. So they're a little bit of a bogey team for us.
Financial manoeuvrability that Chris has had at Sixfields is slightly more advantageous than what you have at Dagenham and Redbridge.
I think he might have a few more pennies than me, but you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, he'll have 11, we'll have 11. We'll pit our wits against each other. And, you know, I like him a lot. He's, you know, these teams that we play are always competitive. You know, they try to play the right way, and it's always a decent game. You know, sometimes when you're beaten, you're just beaten by a better team sometimes. And, you know, sometimes they may just have better players. But it's 11v11. You know, my team, they've had it this season, a fantastic work ethic. Sometimes we just come up a little bit short for whatever reason. But, you know, we'll certainly be having a go. It's for sure. We go out and try to win every game, and that's certainly what we'll be doing on Saturday.
When you're rebuilding squad constantly, as you say, each summer, is the frantic start to the season actually not what you need? Because would it be better to have a game than a week to analyse and tweak and correct? Because when you're playing Saturday, Tuesday, as it has been for most of August, it doesn't give you a lot of coaching time.
No, it doesn't. You're constantly preparing for the next game, and, you know, have we had enough rest? Have we had enough preparation? But that's the English game. It's why we all love the game. It's, you know, it's frantic. It's, you know, it's manic. It's all those things that make it such a beautiful game. And it does take a while. You know, we lost four or five key players in the summer. If we could have kept them, I think it would have given us a little bit more, certainly continuity, a little bit more stability, and a little bit more know-how from players, because they know what we want and how we want it. And so, you know, when players come in, they have to learn very, very quickly, and sometimes it takes players certainly longer than it takes others.
Is that the problem with recruitment sometimes, is that you can replace someone who is a footballer with two legs and two arms and a head and, you know, can run around a football pitch and put a shirt on? You can replace a body, but you can't replace maybe a body of experience or a body of knowledge that...
Well, you know, it's interesting, because we had looked really in depth at players that we wanted to recruit this summer, and, you know, we probably missed out on, I'd say, 15 players, honestly, because of financial reasons. Players, targets that we looked at went to other clubs purely for monetary reasons. So, you know, we have to wait, and we have to try and get the best value for money, and, you know, we can't compete from that point. As much homework and due diligence that you do on players, you can potentially improve them physically, improve them technically and tactically, but from a psychological point, from a mental point, you just don't know really what you're recruiting, you know, because I can speak to a manager and he might have different values than I have.
Yeah.
But, you know, we try and do as much due diligence, and that's, for me, that's the key, is getting the right players that can fit into what we do and that are mentally right for this football club.
As you say, you've never beaten Chris Wilder. It'd be a timely match in which to get your first victory over him, and that would sort of kickstart things.
I think so. Listen, as I say, I think we're not too far away. We had a decent result, but it was coupled with a very, very good performance and a very good work ethic from the team. So I'd love to get a result over Chrissy. As I say, he's a good friend of mine. I played with him. It's a little bit of a joke between us that I've never beaten him. So it'd be nice to put one over on him. And hopefully, like you say, it'd be our first league win and we can move on from there.